Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
I mean, Cyrus the Great rode into Babylon with his armies, conquered in one night. There was a river that flowed into the underneath the walls of Babylon, and it was very deep where it went under the walls, you know, 30, 40 feet deep. So you couldn't just dive down and go under the wall where the river came back up inside the wall. So the Babylon always had a fresh water supply. So this amazing general goes upstream to a good place, dams up the river, and his army marches underneath the wall. Overnight, he takes over. But God choreographs everything. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light, create darkness. I make peace, create evil. I am the Lord, do all these things. All things come from God, good, bad, or indifferent. We've seen this back where we've seen God tell an angel to go tell falsehoods to some prophets. I don't want to make any type of light of it, but a being as powerful as God, as omnipotent as God, as intelligent as God, are we just for his amusement? And if we are, I'm okay with that, because he created me. Before he created me, there was nothing of me. If I end up being a doorstop in his palace, that's fine with me, because he gave me this little piece of life to do with what I chose to do through my free will. And I hope that I'm following him with all my heart. Some days are better than others. But beyond belonging to him, there is nothing that I can hope to ever become or be. I belong to him. You belong to him. Do you want to make the best of that by following him with all your heart? Or do you want to make it a momentary glimpse in time and then belong to him in exile and torment the rest of your life? Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Yes, and when you will not follow God with your heart, that's exactly what you do. Striving with God, arguing with God. Let the potsherd strive, and the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou, or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? How dare you, children, question your father and mother and your creation? Can the pot that the potter just fashioned out of clay question its maker? You know? And if the potter has made a pot and he notices a flaw in it, what does he do? He breaks it into pieces, or just smashes it right there on the turntable and begins again. How many times does God need to smash you into a big ball of clay again, Christian, before you allow him to form you in the perfection that he wants to? That's all he wants for you, is perfection. But you can't achieve it without the Holy Spirit. You cannot walk this life in the perfection of God without the Holy Spirit. And don't get me wrong, you will not find perfection in this flesh. But if you follow after God, Christ will add that little handicap that will make you perfect in the eyes of God. The spirit man will stand before him flawless and spotless one day, even though this flesh is full of scars by sin and disobedience to God. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness. We've got a Jesus Christ quote right here. And I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. That basically describes everything that Christ did, including his trip to hell, where he freed the captives, took the throne of David. And what did he do it for? Not for reward. Not for money nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. He did it because of God's love for those children that he had created. Caused his son. And it said it pleased him to bruise his son, so that he could once and for all rid the world of the sin and create a way to be with his children once again. And you see that right there? And I will direct all his ways. God choreographs everything, down to every footstep that Jesus Christ took while he was here. You think your footsteps are autonomous and you're doing them on your own? Yeah, you do step out of line. And when you step out of line, God will guide you down a path you do not want to go. Oh, God wouldn't do that. Yes, he says it. So right here in this book, he'll guide you down that path to teach you a lesson so that you'll want to come back and go down the narrow path. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee. And there is none else. There is no God. Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together, that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. He shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end, talking about the millennial period there. And the three verses in front of that talking about those in the world during the millennial period who will come to the Jews and look upon them as princes, because Christ will be in control. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven images and pray unto God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me? Wow. He's repeating, because Israel has repeatedly worshipped other gods and then momentarily come back to God and then begin to worship other gods. The flesh has such a pull. And one of the problems is the Holy Spirit is not an indwelling figure at this time in history. The Spirit would come upon people in the Old Testament, stay for a little while, but he was not an indwelling permanent figure here, Christian. You have such a helper that Christ sent you. I will send you a helper, he said. The Holy Spirit. If you follow me, he will come and live within you and strengthen you. These folks, think about it. Any of you that can understand what the Holy Spirit is and have ever felt it, can you imagine going through this life without the assistance of the Holy Spirit? That's what these people are. That's who these people were. It had to have been difficult. And I sit here and I laugh at these Hebrews turning their backs on God so often. And it seems comical because they just witnessed great miracles. But I have never had to live in a world without the indwelling the Holy Spirit here. And they did. And I guess sometimes it shouldn't be so comical to me, but it just reads that way on occasions. They had a harder life than we do. Christ came and paved the way. But it was not an impossible life, because we see multiples upon multiple people within this time period who were following after God with all their heart. Not impossible. The Old Testament saints were stronger than we are, those who were able to follow. And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Oh, not just you Hebrews. All the ends of the earth, look to me. Look to the God of heaven for salvation. Verse 23, I have sworn by myself. Interesting. Who in the world would God swear by? There is no higher power. Oh, I swear by that wooden object you have on your mantle that you pray to. Religious fool? No. God says, I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Lord, have I righteousness and strength? Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. That is a terrifying statement there. I shall say in the Lord, I have righteousness and strength. Oh, wait a minute. Unto me, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess and swear that he is Lord. You know what? You have two options. You will one day bow your knee in allegiance to God if you do it here first and swear that he is Lord and God. Or you will one day be forced to your knees in terror and pain and swear that he is God, but it's going to be too late to pledge allegiance because you didn't do it here on earth when you had the chance. Well, I'll be dead then. Yes, no, you won't. This body will be dead. That is not you. This God says, I place the spirit inside the heart. The mind of man is carnal and it is abject to the will of God. It's up to the spirit to gain control of this flesh and guide this abominable flesh toward God down the narrow path. But everyone, you don't believe in God, you believe in some other religious thing, a Buddha.
Opening your third eye.
A Muslim, yeah, your transcendental methodology. Mm-hmm. It won't get you anywhere. What it'll get you is the fact that you never recognize God, your creator, your true creator. You never pledge allegiance to him here and his son Jesus, the salvation that he offers. You never did that during this testing period to see if you're worthy of eternal life. One day you'll stand before him. And I truly believe the day you die, you will have knowledge of all. And you will know. And then you will stand before him and you will be forced to your knees in terror and agony and remorse.
Perfect remembrance of everything.
Everything. Of where you came from. God says, I knew you before I placed you in the womb. You had full knowledge of God at one time. You were placed in the womb of a woman, and a veil of innocence was placed over you because there's one purpose. You know, see, back in the last age of man, you got to go to Jeremiah and find out. Yes, this world came to a full high-tech society once before. God flooded it, and he put out the sun that time. He turned to Genesis, and he says, let there be light, for at least the second time. Well, God, because of the rebellion of a third of his angels, says he's going to test all the host of heaven, all. And these angels left their first domain, their first estate, as Jude called it. They left heaven to dabble with this life, this thing that looked so alluring. What is it like to touch a human female? Let's go find out. Oh, it's forbidden. But let's do it anyway. There's 200 of us. Let's make a league together. Let's make a contract amongst us that if one of us does it, we all do it. No one can go back. Let's take this thing called life that God has told us is not for us, but we have the physical ability to do it. We have this thing called free will. And they did it. They left their estate in heaven. They came down and defiled themselves with flesh, the flesh of women. It's where your giants came from. They created an enormous race. As soon as they were disobedient, there was nothing good in them ever again. God says, okay, you guys stole life, so I'm going to test all the host of heaven. I'm going to give them the opportunity to experience life. And just for the purpose of understanding whether they really want that thing called life, or this angelic existence better than what that flesh life could give them. You know, there's a lot of pleasures down here. I don't pretend to know any of the pleasures in heaven. What I understand, the closer you are to the throne of God, the greater the peace and fulfillment you have. My only knowledge of it. But there was something about this flesh that allured the angels and caused them to fall. So God is testing all of us. All the hosts of heaven were given a time, a short time period, a trial period within a flesh body. But the veil had to be put over them. All knowledge of where they came from had to be taken away. Otherwise, the test would not have worked. Yeah, this is pretty nice down here in this body, but, you know, we really had it better up there. Because all of those 200 angels relented. Please, Enoch. They asked Enoch, the man of God at the time, go and beg God for our forgiveness. Enoch says, wait a minute. You're the ones that are supposed to administer between man and God. You're supposed to be the mediator, the watchers. You watch over and take things back to God and mediate.
literally your job.
You're asking me to do your job? We're scared. We disobeyed big. And God says, no, there will be no mercy for your disobedience. And the offspring you have created will live 500 years, and they will be killed. And their spirits will roam the earth as evil spirits for eternity. And you 200 angels that rebelled, you will be buried in the desert of the earth in jagged rocks until the last days. You belong to God. They belong to God. Don't get out of line. You got to follow him with all your heart. You have to pledge allegiance to him. You must follow him during this testing period. You got to raise the veil of the innocence placed on you when you came through the womb. You have to come to the understanding that I belong to God. I am a servant of God. I must serve Him. That's the entire reason for my creation. Service and adoration. Lest He has no purpose for me if I can't come to that understanding. And He places me as far from Him as the east is from the west. And what we see here in this Bible is that is the worst place you can be. You talk about the lake of fire? No. There ain't so many going to be in there. That was reserved for Satan and his angels. Mm-hmm. Hell is everything in this life that you feared and was uncomfortable, plus the separation from God. Horrible despair. Horrible feelings of utter darkness and aloneness. Don't go there. All you have to do is find your way back. Jesus Christ came and made it so simple. Follow me with all your heart and be baptized. I have resurrected the first covenant, an everlasting covenant given to Abraham by my father. Follow me and circumcise your children. I've even taken the cutting part out. Follow me with all your heart and be baptized. And I will send you the Comforter, the Strengthener, the Holy Spirit. Once you just follow me in the simplest way, the Holy Spirit will come in and strengthen you. And as long as you keep your eyes on God, your daily walk will become stronger and stronger. That's all He asks. Get up every day and be the best person you can be. And look to me for your guidance. Look to me for your salvation. Look to me for every morsel of food that you place in your mouth. Follow me and I will supply all of that. Good to be here with you today on WBFF 97.7 in the book of Isaiah. And we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.